All right. I'm looking up Halloween costumes. Got a Halloween party to go to next week.
You do?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
I hate dressing up.
Why?
I'll talk about that, too.
You're a buzzkill.
And here we are, another Wasted Podcast, show number 148. I say with a question mark.
That was scary.
It was scary. This is terrifying. I found this from last year.
Really?
Yeah, I must have done this last year. I'm Dave, your host of this scary, haunted Halloween show of another Wasted Podcast.
Boo.
Scared me.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the miss is my ghoulish friend, Adam the Friendly Ghost.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Thank you for welcoming our guest.
That's right. That's what I did.
We have no one in the intern chair this week, and we have no one on the celebrity couch. With that said, let's start the festivities. Though, next week, Adam, I have a friend who says he may be available to come in.
You have a friend?
Not really.
Okay.
Someone I work with. Or worked with.
Okay.
Worked with. He's very humorous. He's off the wall. He'll say things that are hopefully very funny. If not, he's out.
He no longer works there?
He works someplace else.
And in the same company?
Yes.
Okay.
And Sarah...
Is it Ryan O?
It is not Ryan O.
Oh.
If it was, then I would say it's Ryan O. But it's not. And then I've got Sarah, who had sat in a couple weeks ago. She wants to sit in again. So, Adam, prepare your questions.
Prepared.
Oh. Already?
I heard myself again.
Oh, hold on. Your questions are already prepared?
No, I was just saying prepared.
Oh, good. Prepared. So here we are. It's another week. Did we do a show last week?
Yes.
Good. That's good. I'd say this is the first show we've done 2 weeks in a row in quite a long time.
I know. Look at us.
Hey, we're almost professionals.
It's a trend.
Hopefully all the kids will enjoy us.
Well, it's a Halloween show.
So they got us tuning in. We have we've got a couple people in the chat room right now, all the way from Seattle. We got Christy's in the room.
Hello.
She's going to be back in town next week.
Jeez.
Or the week after. For the old wine and dine, run and dine.
Oh, that's right.
So, got that coming up. We've got another guest in the room as well. If you sign in through Mixler or through Facebook, you can join the chat and tell us what to talk about. But right now, we're going to be talking about whatever we're talking about. Adam, first, before we get into Halloween stuff, what's going on? I haven't talked to you in a week. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. The weather here is a very pleasant 80 degrees today.
Ooh, nice. Our weather was about the same.
But then by the end of the week, it will be 55 as the high.
And here it will be almost the same, except in the high 80s.
Oh. Mm. So look at us with the same weather.
Yes. Yes. I had to do something today, Adam, that I only mentally prepared for, but never physically had to do.
Okay, all what right? was it?
All right. I took Millie, precocious Milliana, to her dance class.
Okay.
And I always sit there at the next couch. There's two couches in there. I sit by myself, looking on my phone. And there's this guy who sits in another couch, another dad, looking at his phone. And we drop off our daughters. We exchange pleasantries.
Right, but very quick, not...
Yeah, like, hey, oh, yeah, because I was late today. I'm like, oh, we were late today. He goes, yeah, we were almost late too, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool. Sit down, focus. Mm-hmm. Thing's over, getting ready to leave. Like, Amelia and her and the daughter, or his daughter, are all chummy and running around.
Oh, no, yep.
And he's like, all right, well, we got to get going now. We're going over to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A! Now, Millie wants to go to Chick-fil-A.
Of course.
Like... And he's like, well, you know, I don't know what they're doing, so we're going to go change and go to Chick-fil-A and say goodbye. So then, of course, that's all Milliana can talk about, Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, uh-oh. I'm going to have to go to Chick-fil-A now and sit.
Were you going to have to?
Well, I mean, she was pretty adamant about it.
And you have to do what your child wants.
And she doesn't really have any friends, per se. I mean, mind you, she's the type of girl who's friends with everybody.
Right, I was going to say.
She doesn't matter who she's with. But this is her school friend, and she's also in daycare with her. So it's like, I guess I felt like I, you know, if we didn't go, then it would be even weirder.
Okay,
I don't know. So we went to Chick-fil-A, and we had to sit at the same table.
Of course.
And then the kids went and played in the play area, and then I had to do something.
Exchange more pleasantries.
I had to do something called I think they call it the small talk.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went all right.
Okay.
It went fine. We work for the same company. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Well, there's a common
thing.
Something there.
Yeah, and he also works for the company I used to work for.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he does animal things. He works with animals.
Like that's what he does now?
That's what he does now, yes.
Oh, wow. What kind of...
I don't know what he does at my job. I know he works at that park that has the water-based
the
animals.
Stuff? Okay.
Has the water-based animals. But at the other park, at the Shmee World, he works with sharks and stingrays.
Oh.
So.
Like, does he have a biology degree?
I believe so. It's something of that nature. He's a diver and things like that. That's how he met his wife.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yes. So I had to talk. We talked. It was fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. He's, we danced around a lot of different subjects, and the one thing we did not talk about was...
movies.
We didn't talk about movies or comic books. All right.
Do you feel like he was a comic book aficionado?
Every week that he's in there, he's always wearing a Captain America t-shirt.
Every week?
Every week.
Maybe that's just his Monday shirt.
And this week he was wearing a Captain America rash guard. All right.
What's that?
Yeah, rash guard, that's what you wear when you go like... snorkeling.
Snorkeling?
Or if you're out surfing, or not surfing, but like boogie boarding or whatnot, and you don't want to get
burned. Oh, okay, right.
Put on your rash guard. I've listened to him. He's a very personable guy. He talks to everybody. So he was
okay.
He talked to the people who work there, and apparently he's going to be Captain America for Halloween. And he had a custom-made helmet made, and he's getting the costume professionally done.
Which Captain America? 1942 Captain America?
I didn't ask.
That would have been my guess.
That's what I would think. That would have been the cooler one. I would have been mondo impressed by that one.
Yeah.
But there's a chance it could be the modern day one, and he still needs a helmet.
Right.
So, but either way, we never talked about that, and I figured that's going to have to be talked about next week.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to take her to dance class again, and he'll be there again, and then we'll have to go back.
Right.
We exchanged horror stories of the atrocities that we've had to deal with at the play areas.
Okay.
Have you had to deal with any atrocities in the play areas?
I haven't. Luckily, I never had anything where, like, a kid, like, threw up or peed on someone or anything like that. I've had no atrocities.
He said he came close to the pee. I've never had to deal with the pee either. The most thing that I had to deal with, which was the hardest thing in the world, was having – we were at the the burger joint that is of royalty.
Okay. Burger King?
Oh!
Oh, sorry.
I was about to say, I don't know why I'm not saying things today. I said Chick-fil-A earlier. Anyways,
right.
But we said that in a positive light. At the Burger King nearby or down the street from our house, there's a humongous play area.
Okay.
It's like two stories tall.
Jeez.
And she was maybe... two or two and a half, not even think three yet, and she climbed all the way to the top.
Of course, and she couldn't get down.
Got stuck.
Yep.
And I had to climb all the way to the top.
And was she like screaming, crying?
Scream crying. And there's nobody else there. It's just me and her.
Right.
So if there was another kid there, I'd be like, can you go up there and help her?
Can you just go make her move a little?
Push her down the slide?
But right.
No, it was just me and her, so I had to climb all the way up to the top of these tiny, tiny tubes and get her up there. Then had to backtrack all the way down.
Yep.
The only thing that was as worse was at the theme park here that is Hollywood-themed, as it were.
Uh-huh.
Where there is a play area that it was maybe shrinking people?
Right, okay. Where children had been shrunk?
Yes, yes. I ended up losing Millie for a good half hour.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I lost her for...
That was when we were there,
yes,
or not?
Oh, yeah, that was when you guys were there.
Okay, right.
Lost her for a good half hour, and I didn't freak because...
Right, and you shouldn't.
Because I know it's a closed-off area. I'm sitting at the front door, so she can't get out. No one's going to let one child leave unless, of course, she just decided to go with another family.
Right.
So I was pretty cool, and the only reason I was able to find her as soon as I could was because there was another dad there, and he freaking flipped out. He was yelling at all the cast members. He called the police. He wanted security because he couldn't find his kid. So they had to block the entrance. They couldn't let anyone in to the play area, and they just had to wait for people to leave. All right. So once, because they couldn't evacuate.
Right, because that kid could get
trampled
in the chaos
and
yeah.
freaked out. So because of all that, the room thinned out, and I found Millie real easily.
Like, perfect.
Because there were not as many kids here. I'm like, oh, there you are. But in the back area, there's all these like catacomb tunnels, and she had me going through those things. And I'll forget it. After I got out of there, I sent Molly in after her. I'm like, you've got to get her out. I can't go back in there. I'm claustrophobic. I'm hitting my head.
Right.
I'm dizzy from the boat.
Oh, that's right. That was the whole dizziness still. Dizziness. Yeah.
Which when the dizziness was moved into allergies. So.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I was sick. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
So what's this guy's name?
I'm not saying his name.
No, I mean, did you get it?
I did.
Okay, you remember it.
I do, and mind you,
okay.
I've seen this guy now for probably 3 months.
Right.
And I never asked him his name.
And did he ever ask yours?
Nope.
Okay, then you're fine.
So
it's an unwritten rule.
Yeah, yeah. So once we got there and we're waiting for our food, I said, I'm Dave, by the way. And he laughed. Oh, yeah, we never really introduced ourselves. I'm like, no.
Right.
And he was, let's just call him Steve.
Okay.
That's not his name.
I was going to say, it's his real name.
It's not his name. But we had a lot in common. And when I say we had a lot in common, he had more in common with Sarah than he had with me. He was a Navy brat.
He makes purses?
Yes, he's a sewer. He sews. He's a Navy brat, just like Sarah.
Oh, okay.
And his,
why he likes to dive.
And his sister, I think, was born in like Iceland or something.
Oh Jesus!
I don't know.
Like Frozen.
Oh, let it go. No, that's Norway. Oh. But he told me one interesting story. All right. That his dad was in the Navy, and he said his dad, this was in Iceland, so this is probably why I remember Iceland. He said his dad was in Iceland, he said they were on the deck of the aircraft carrier, and he said it was the middle of the night, he said it was pitch black, he said he was standing guard out, or maybe, I don't know if he was standing guard, if he was, whatever she's doing, he was looking off the deck, and he said that a submarine came up out of the water. He said two guys jumped down the submarine, jumped into it, and the submarine went back in the water and floated away.
What?
He said he had no idea, he didn't know, he was a ship surgeon. So he had no idea what had happened or what was going on. He just saw it happen and was like, "What the hell did I just see?"
Right. What was that?
So that was back in the 80s when
right.
Russia
spies.
Russian spies and things like that. That was the cool time to be in war.
Mm-hmm.
Not now. But I had that experience, Adam. I don't know if you've had that experience or not. If you've been able to avoid it.
No, I feel like I have had that occurrence where you're forced into talking to people and you're just like, ugh.
And it's something I never even thought about, really. I mean, I've thought about it. But I was listening to another podcast and they had a comedian on and he basically was saying that the same thing. He was like, that's the one thing, it's the hardest thing to fake. Is being friends with your kid's parents.
Yes.
And it's like, ugh. Because then you're going to have to see them all the time. And I mean, they seem like cool kids. Cool kids. Yeah, I'm sure they're kids to me.
Right.
I'm sure they're 10 years younger than we are. They seem like cool kids. He's from South Florida. She's from Orlando.
Okay.
So We exchange stories about near miss car accidents and winter and snow and it was fine. It was fine. I exaggerate. It was fine.
Yeah, it's still just also one of those situations where you're like, eh.
I
really don't want to be doing this.
I don't. In general, I don't like people. Yet I crave their attention.
Yeah, that is odd, isn't it?
It is. I crave to be loved by people and to be. I don't want to say worshipped. I mean, come on.
Embraced.
Sexually. If it happens, I can't stop it.
Right. You can't stop that.
If hands start grabbing me in places they're not supposed to,
right?
You know.
Well, whatever.
I'm just rolling with it because I'm a celebrity.
You're like, that just happened.
Was I fondled? No.
Right.
No. But, which still has yet to happen. But, yeah. But in general, I hate people and rather be alone. So, I'm not looking forward to the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Right.
Of being forced to be friends with people. Like, I wouldn't be friends with any of you guys, you know, if I hadn't been forced to be.
Right? You had to.
I mean, mind you, I enjoyed your company when performing improv. All of you guys were hilarious, and I enjoyed hanging out. But at the end of every show, what did I do?
You went home.
I went home. I was done. I was tired. Even if I wasn't tired, I just wanted to go home. So I'd go home. It wasn't until Mimi invited Sarah to the white trash party that all of a sudden I had to go out.
Oh, was that what kickstarted the whole thing?
Yep. So Sarah's like, because Mimi all of a sudden realized that she couldn't, because everyone invited me to everything, and I said no. But once they invited Sarah, she would always say yes.
Because Sarah wanted to go.
Because Sarah likes people.
Yep.
She likes to do things. And then the other thing was that got me to have to hang out with people was Maker.
Yeah.
I hadn't done anything with anybody. I had been very good. But then once he started coming around asking about video editing and wanting to film a video and stuff, I'm like, all right. And once I did that, he was in. He's like, he burrowed his way in.
Right.
He's like, we're friends now. Which is fine.
And you were like, damn it.
Damn it, I have another friend. So, I mean, we hung out for years. I watched a video. I'm trying to clear out space in my computer. Because I noticed I was down to 2 gigabytes of free space in my hard drive. And I'm like, that's not good. I'm like, 300 gigabyte hard drive, and I'm down to 3 gigs left. So I'm trying to delete stuff, and I can't. Can't delete stuff. I got all those damn pictures backed up in 2 different places. Can't do it. But I watched a video of when me, Sarah, and Mikey went on vacation together.
Didn't you guys do that a couple times?
He came with us to Florida a bunch of times, like flew down. But this time we did a road trip.
Oh, I remember that.
He was in our car. I've got the whole thing. I've got, it's a 5-piece series that I never finished producing.
Because you guys met us, right?
Yeah. I've got that.
Yeah.
I was watching that today, or not today, yesterday. I'm watching that, too, of you guys on It's a Small World. With little,
me and Mikey?
Well, toddler Molly.
Oh, yeah, 2-year-old Molly, that's right.
2-year-old Molly on It's a Small World, and Mikey was on it, too, and yeah. I've got a whole, all of that whole trip, I made it into a reality show.
Yeah, that's funny.
But what's funny is about this one is when I did the Who Invited You Singapore, I was very good, I was very good about cutting everything down and making it look good and not making myself look bad and anything that I did stupid, I cut that out and left everyone else's stupid things in. But when I did this one, I apparently left a lot of my stuff in there because I was a real douchebag.
You were?
I get to be. If I want to do something, I want to do it, you know, my way. Filming this video, I want people to be doing what I want them to be doing, and if they're not doing it, I get frustrated.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just like, move to the right. Come on, just move to the right. We're going to do this. And I'm explaining what I'm doing, and like, I'm watching this, and like, nobody wants to know what I'm doing. Nobody cares why I'm getting establishing shots.
Isn't that when Mikey first tried to drink around the world?
Yes, I've got that too.
Yep.
That's on Facebook somewhere. And he failed miserably.
Yes, because, miserably.
Because he drinks Sarasaki.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. That was
Yeah, that'll do it.
He drank. Well, Sarah sabotaged it. He drank half of his beer, and then Sarah dumped her sake in his beer.
Oh.
When he wasn't looking. And then he was wasted. He's talking to the camera, telling him how he swore to his dead father that he was going to drink around the world. I'm like, Mikey, your dad's not dead. And this was almost 10 years ago now. This was 10 years ago.
Was it really?
The first time he tried to do it was in, I think it was like 2004. Maybe not. No, I take that back.
Yet.
No, I take that back. 2004 was...
It was 2007.
2004 was the Halloween party pictures I was looking at. Sorry. It was 2007.
Yeah.
But I was looking at Halloween pictures from 2004 going, oh my God. Where has the years gone?
I know.
But yes. Yeah. That's
what... Was that Ryan Lee's Halloween party where I came as Hagrid?
No. Oh. I was not invited to that.
You weren't?
No. At that point, we were probably split from City Improv and Laughs on the Landing.
No, that was because I went to it.
I didn't.
And I left City Improv way before that.
Yeah, but you didn't go to Laughs.
Right?
You didn't go to Laughs. We did. This was Halloween party. On Halloween, we were at the club, and we did shows, and then we all dressed up in costumes.
Oh, we did?
You weren't there.
On Halloween?
This was Laughs on the Landing.
Oh, Laughs on the Landing. Sorry.
Yeah, you didn't go. You never set foot in that place.
I stepped foot in it before. No, I saw Mikey do a show.
That's true.
And then, but that Laughs opened after Molly was born.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Laughs.
So that made it a little different, a little difficult for me to get out to places.
Ja. So yes. Friends. I have no other...
Burn.
I have no other friends besides Ross, Rachel, Chandler, Joey, and Phoebe.
And Gunther.
I was watching Friends today. And Joey was working...
They're all on Netflix.
Joey was working at the coffee shop, and Gunther had to leave to get his hair done, and Joey goes, oh, but I like your natural hair color.
Joey.
Idiot. Good times. Well, Adam.
Yeah?
You sent me a list.
I did.
Which is highly unusual.
But it was Halloween.
For normally, you are content light.
Yeah, I just react.
Yes. But today I will read off the show topics and we can jump on whichever one you want to jump on.
Yeah, we can probably go through real fast too. I was just throwing stuff out.
Halloween show topics.
Yep.
Favorite candy.
Yeah.
I had to think about this one for a while.
It's tough, right?
It is.
And then alongside of that, worst things to get while trick-or-treating.
Now, mind you, when I was trick-or-treating, was this a few more years before you were trick-or-treating?
Not many,
but a few. So
a few.
I remember the big scare of the staples in your...
Oh, I remember that, too. I remember having to take my candy to the emergency room.
But we never did that.
We did.
We just took our chances. So what was your favorite candy to get?
Favorite candy to get was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Reese's, the single serving Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Yep. And then, but there was always this one house that was near a buddy of mine that gave out full-size candy bars.
See, I never got full-size candy bars.
And, like, full-size, we thought it was the coolest thing ever, right? And one day I got, like, and I'd never had one before, a Zero bar. I didn't mind it. I just thought it was awesome that I had a... full-size candy bar.
I'm sorry. Zero bars are the worst.
No.
I did a, this was, God, when I was working at Dappy, I wanted a candy bar, but I didn't know which one to get because I didn't want to get what I normally get, which is a Butterfinger. And
right?
I asked everyone in the store, I said, what should I get? What candy bar? All my employees who were working. And
all said Zero?
No. This girl, Robin, she said, Zero is my favorite. Get a Zero bar. I'm like, all right. So I went and got a Zero bar. I couldn't eat that thing. I can't even tell you what it tasted like.
It's white chocolate.
It did. Ugh, tastes terrible.
Oh.
It was terrible. Terrible.
Whatever.
I liked getting the Crackle bars. Little bite-sized Crackle candy bar.
Oh, Crackle. Yeah. The red ones?
Yeah, that was always my favorite. I would always get most excited when I saw those. Like, yes, okay. Crackle. I was a fan of Smarties because I was a pretty dumb kid. And I always thought they would help me. So I would eat them before tests.
Like, I always like things with peanut butter, so I would also enjoy, like, a Butterfinger as well.
Butterfinger is my all-time favorite candy bar, though.
Ever?
I think so.
My all-time favorite's a Fifth Avenue.
Oh, you're a classy guy.
All-time favorite.
Classy gent. Get him a Fifth Avenue bar.
Perhaps I could have a Fifth Avenue. Trouble you, gentlemen.
I'm fixing my tie and my monocle.
Yes. Extraordinary.
What is the Fifth Avenue bar? I God knows we've had this conversation before.
It's kind of like a Butterfinger, only not as like it doesn't get stuck in your teeth.
That's half the fun. Then it stays with you.
Gross. I always liked Butterfinger BBs.
Oh, those are the 90s.
Yep.
I did like a good Butterfinger BB. No, Butterfinger's my favorite. I do like Reese's peanut butter cups. I can tell you what I don't like, those Reese's peanut butter like candy bars. Like the full bars with Reese's peanut butter. It's too much. It's too much. The Fast Break or something?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh god, why would I remember that? That was too much peanut butter. It's too much. It's a too much. So yeah, so that was my thing. So Crackle was always my favorite getting. I did enjoy the Smarties just because I hate Tootsie Rolls.
You did?
Yeah, I still do.
Oh, I liked them.
Not a fan of Tootsie Rolls.
I always liked when someone gave me a bit of honey.
No, I'm not a fan of a bit of honey, but I liked I don't know. I once got a popcorn ball.
You did?
Yes. And I'm like,
I always just get like, I hated people gave pennies.
I've got pennies.
And Bible verses.
Well, almost just spit my water out. Bible verses?
Why? Yeah, you've never been to those houses?
No.
Awful.
You should just leave them there.
Right. Don't even do that.
Bible verse. Oh, thank you very much. I'm gonna leave it on your front porch.
All right.
Stick it in their door so they all come falling down when they open their door the next time with a trick or treater. Or when the next trick or treaters come to their door, they'll see all the Bible verses and they'll know.
Yeah.
Could have been a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Run away.
So yeah. So those are my favorite candies. And I was fortunate enough to live in a townhouse community, so we just went up and down all the rows until we were done.
Oh, wow. Was that? Did you get lots of candy?
I recall getting lots of candy. It was fun.
You know, on my street...
Was there a nightmare?
There was. There wasn't... We would go just on our street when we were little, and then eventually we went to the street behind us, but we never really did a whole bunch of it. And then finally, you know, as I got older, I went out with my friends, and we went all over the place.
See, what's
and I'm talking like pillowcases, like a pillowcase completely filled.
Once we got older, we stopped.
Made it heavy.
We didn't trick or treat as much as have cans of shaving cream with spray nozzles on it, and we would attack each other.
Oh, okay.
We didn't go bombing people's houses. We would go out and finding our friends, and we would attack them.
That's a good idea.
And we didn't steal their candy either. We didn't do anything like mean or malicious besides finding them and going, hey!
Idiots.
I mean, there's pictures of me covered in shaving cream.
Okay, they got you too.
Oh, yeah, we got each other. I was not...
Okay, good. Good.
And they would... when I went with those guys, we would go out like well out of my comfort zone. Like far away from my house.
Right.
We were still in Skokie somewhere, but not near... Not in our townhouse area anymore. We were out there finding our friends in different neighborhoods trick-or-treating. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Good times.
And then you made a movie.
And then we got Cars. And then we made a movie.
Skokie Slaughter.
I was watching those audio commentaries the other day.
I watched the one you posted.
You listened to
hilariously
our
hilariously bad.
Did you listen to our ramblings?
Oh yes.
So the thing with Skokie Slaughter. That was not my idea, not my concept, not my baby. It was my friend Dan. It was all his. And I'll never forget, I had just met Dan, barely knew him, with another one of those situations where I didn't need friends. wasn't looking for friends, but we were supposed to be running the mile. And I don't run. So, and he wasn't running. And Leo Lefkofsky, I'll never forget, Leo Lefkofsky, he was a glam rocker in the freshman year through senior year. So he had a lot of scarves, black nail polish, giant teased hair. He was in a band called the Lesbian Nuns.
Mm-hmm.
Leo Lefkofsky. I was in his band for a few hours. But we were walking the mile, and Dan is telling me this long story about Skokie Slaughter and how him and his friends filmed Skokie Slaughter, and this happened. And I'm listening to what he's saying and going, I have no idea what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking. I don't know what we're talking about. I have no idea what's happening here. And in the end, he's like, "Oh, you should come down over to my house. We're going to film another one this Saturday." And I'm like, "All right." So the only reason I did it is because one of my friends from grade school was going to go. So I'm like, "All right, I'll go." And that was the beginning of Skokie Slaughter 2, 3, and 4.
So you weren't in the first one.
I was not in the first one. I was in the second one for a very brief moment. I was in the third one for a longer brief moment. And I was in a lot of the fourth one. Only because I slowly started to take over.
Right.
I even started taking over in the second one with ideas and things. We should do this, this. And then the third one, I pretty much set the direction where that was going to go. And then we got and to a point where I got my brother to direct it, so.
And then you kicked a fake headstone.
That was great. That was not my idea.
It was hilarious.
In fact, it may have been my idea now that I think about it. I thought it was
hilarious.
With all those dates on it.
Yes.
For those of you who have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, back in high school, my friends and I made a series of movies called Skokie Slaughter. I will post them on the Another Waste of Podcast page.
So, you will not be disappointed in them.
You will be disappointed.
Oh, no, you won't. Now, as long as you remember that it's high school kids making a horror film.
Now, when I post this, should I post the original?
Yes.
Or should I post the audio commentary?
No, original.
The original, uncut?
Yeah. Yeah, don't post the commentary.
It was all very enlightening. We got I got most of the original cast all in one room.
And no, but a lot of times you guys just talk about friends you knew.
Yeah, well, but a lot of those
people... And then it's like, what?
But a lot of those people were involved in the movie, so...
Okay.
You had to know who they
like
were.
Like the Asian man.
Ray.
He was Ray, a, who Ray. Gets hit with a bat very gingerly.
Nobody wants to get hurt.
Well, no, but it needs to look somewhat...
Listen, we didn't have a director.
Okay.
The fourth film... my friend Yori gets beat with a baseball bat mercilessly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that I'm okay.
You should watch it. What's funny about that is he's getting beat with a bat. And my brother in the side commentary, well, not the side, you know, the before it's edited, you can hear my brother go, "Make some noise." So then he starts to scream. I'm like, "Oh, that's better." Oh my God. So yeah, that's what kids do. They make movies, right? Did you make any movies?
Yes.
What was your horror movie called?
I don't know. We never did any horror films.
Oh.
And we were little. Like, we were, you know, like, 5th, 6th, 7th grade.
Well, technology was different. We didn't have the cameras then when we were in 5th, 6th, 7th grade.
Yeah.
But what were your movies called?
You know, I honestly don't even remember them. I feel like we did a lot of Saturday Night Live skits.
Sarah did the same thing.
Yeah, I think that's what we did.
See, we were... I was literally just about to say, we were original.
Yeah, you guys were original.
Stealing Halloween. down to the music at some points. When I did the re-edit, I took most of that out. But in the original, it's my friend Ashed, who was videotaping and holding the keyboard, playing ding 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 on his little Casio keyboard. I don't even know what to say about that. Very silly. We had a good time. And well off topic. Skokie Slaughter, I'll post them as soon as my Facebook starts to work. Urban legends in your hometown.
Did you have any?
I don't think so.
We had some. We had like a bunch where it was like, if you went down this road, you run into the people that are called like the Bubbleheads.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like something happened to them. And so like everybody knew where the Bubbleheads were, you know, but you, no one ever, like they were all in different spots.
Something
happened. The Bubblehead's over here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they were all like deformed with like bubble heads and stuff.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know. I honestly don't know where it came from.
There was no, you just believed it and that was it?
Yeah, I mean, everybody was like, hey, it's the bubble heads. Let me see if I can find something about it on the internet.
You gonna look on the internet for the bubble heads?
Yeah. Let's look it up.
All right.
The Bubbleheads in Florissant. There it is.
What? No. Yep. No.
Bubblehead Road on Urban Dictionary. A secluded street in unincorporated North St. Louis County. Official name is Carrico Road. Urban legend states something to the effect that years ago, people settled near the end of the road. Through years of inbreeding, the descendants of the original settlers developed hydrocephalopathy, or water on the brain, which caused their heads to be oversized. Hence the term bubblehead. This is relatively famous urban legend in North County St. Louis, with many residents convinced of some truth behind it. Indeed, when you drive to the end of the road, there are several no trespassing signs. I mean, a lot of signs. I've heard of many people getting chased off at night by unseen figures in the woods. Mainly, it's just fun to take chicks down there and tease them about the bubbleheads. Bubblehead Road is one of the creepiest places I've ever been. So there you go.
I'm terrified.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
You don't have any of those?
I don't think so. Nothing that's coming to mind. Bubblehead. What website was that?
This was Urban Dictionary.
Oh, Urban Dictionary. Okay, that's where I was. I didn't read it.
And a lot of people are saying it's bullshit. Those are hardworking people down there. Quit bothering them.
What? Now I believe it even more. Those are hardworking people down there.
Yep. Bubblehead. So that's Bubbleheads.
No.
And that's really the only thing I didn't. I didn't know if... You know, there's like... that. I see all these other ones where like, oh, there's something in Illinois where there's like these like seven tunnels, like these seven bridges, and if you go through them in order, the last one opens, like you have to go through them in order, and the last one goes to like opens the gates of hell and something. Jeez. It would release something as you went through it, like a ghost or a spirit would be released.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like some of them are hard to find, and you really have to like go in the order. And some of them are just so like creepy as hell to get to that most people like freak out and don't even go to them.
I'm not going there either.
Right?
Staying on my normal roads, man. My Facebook is running ridiculously slow. I apologize to anyone out there who wants to read about Bubblehead Road.
Yeah.
Which I'm now posting the article on here. I'm looking up Skokie urban legends and have found none. But
none? Okay.
I did find the devil baby of Hull House.
What?
That sounds terrifying. I remember going to the Hull House as a child or in grade school. The legend of the Hull House is commonly known to the people of Chicago. Hull House was settled back in the early 1900s for immigrants. A woman gave birth to a child whose father was the devil.
Of course.
The mother, disgusted by the child, abandoned the baby at Hull House. The owner, Jane Addams, hid the baby in the attic and raised the child. The child died at a young age. Now, if you look on the second floor window of Hull House, you will see the face of the devil look back at you.
Ugh, I have terrifying.
Vague memories of that. Vague. But I remember.
I'm surprised your brother wouldn't tease you about that.
That's no.
That's perfect brother teasing material.
No, my brother would just throw me down the stairs.
That's true.
He was not the teasing type. Now, Sarah, on the other hand, she was the one who sat in the window and teased her brother with an apple doll.
She's mean.
She is mean.
Who did she tease?
Her middle brother, Austin, yeah.
Oh, my.
And he just holding it in the window. Making him scream.
Oh, God.
She was...
Sarah.
She was psychological torturer. These things are terrifying. I'm looking at them right now. I'm slightly going to vomit.
Yeah, don't look at them anymore. Let's change subjects.
Okay. Oh, I can't. I gotta close this window.
Yep.
Applehead dolls. Do you believe in ghosts? Yeah, sure. Why not?
You know, and I wonder because I don't know.
I've shared my ghost experience before on the show.
Have you ever? You should talk to Ryan Lee. He's got some that are terrifying.
Ugh.
That have actually happened to him.
Ugh. I had one experience when we were in Belleville, Illinois, living in the house on, I don't know, Church Street, I think it was on. I don't know. And all I remember is I was running down the stairs, and mm-hmm. a small child was running up the stairs, and I moved out of his way, and then I stopped and was like, wait a minute. And I turned around and looked behind me, and there was nobody there.
Shut up.
I mean, it happened so fast. And then I was like, wait a minute, what? And there was nobody there. And it was, I mean, this house was built because there was a sign or something that we knew the house had been built in like 1885. So it was an old house.
Oh, that gives me chills,
so,
Steve.
But but Austin has the best story. All right. He was living in his house in Belleville, the 314. And he was in, his room was in the basement, which was the coal room.
Right.
So that was his room. And he was in bed, and he woke up and saw this kid standing in the doorway. And he thought it was one of Cody's friends. And he told him to get the hell out of here and took his pillow and threw it at him, and it went right through him.
Ugh.
So then he jumped up and chased after him, and the kid went running around the corner and then up the stairs and lost him. So.
What in the world?
I was creeped out whenever I went into that basement.
Yes.
Yeah, those are our ghost stories that I have. Oof.
Terrifying. I wish we wouldn't have talked about that.
No, you don't have any ghost experiences?
No, I don't, and now I'm scared.
Besides Casper?
Zoinks! Right. Gee whiz, Scoob.
Ghost? This next topic... Slutty versus creative costumes.
Yes.
Please explain.
Well, I was having conversations with people about slutty Halloween costumes and how, like, you know, that is a thing now for people to dress slutty
for
Halloween.
It is a thing,
and
Adam.
I was wondering what your take on slutty Halloween costumes
were. Let me tell you something, Adam.
Okay.
I may work someplace where they have Halloween parties almost every other day.
Okay.
So I see a number of adult women dressed in slutty Alice in Wonderland costumes.
Right.
And things like that. I see teenage girls dressed in slutty Alice in Wonderland costumes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what the hell? Like, you went to the Halloween shop and this was all you can find?
Right.
With the tights that go up to the knees with the bows, and it's like, really? Come on.
Yep.
Your parents let you dress like this?
Right.
I put a sheet over yourself. But if I was out at a bar, I would be all for the, yeah, slutty Halloween costume. Because I'd like to see as much skin as possible.
The way I look at it is, I'm all for, like, my lady dressing slutty, like, in the bedroom. But, like, I prefer someone with a creative Halloween costume over a slutty one any day of the week.
Like a Helen Keller costume.
Yes. What's Helen Keller's dog's name?
I don't know what. Jerk. Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon. Listener Christy says she believes that she wore that slutty Alice in Wonderland costume in 1992.
I bet she still wears it.
All right. Adam
for Ricky.
Adam put that out. Look at that. Adam put that out.
Ooh
there.
La la.
We would like to see those photos on Another Wasted Podcast Facebook page.
And anyone else? Oh no, we wouldn't. Not in 1992.
Well, how old were you in 1992? Listener Christy. She had to have been.
In 1992, Dave, I was 15.
Oh, that's a good point. 17. She was 17. You couldn't have said 18.
Yeah, you couldn't have said 18.
Never. Please don't post that on Another Ways of Podcast page. Don't post those pictures.
That's bad news, Bears.
But once again, I rest my case. I don't know what case I was making. What were you doing wearing a slutty Alice in Wonderland costume at age 17? And your parents let you go out of the house like that. I'm such an adult now.
See, that's the thing is, I prefer now, like, the creative costumes. Don't get me wrong. Some girls dressed in slutty costumes, yes, they are hot. And it's like, oh, yeah, let's look at that. But it's basically underpants.
Yes.
Is what it is. It's people going outside in their underpants.
You're losing me again. I'm back to liking it.
But it's not Halloween, Dave.
Well, it's not like they can
be creative.
Can they be?
Don't just go to the store and buy something from Leg Avenue.
Leg Avenue?
Yeah, that's the name of the slut costumes.
The hell? I've never heard of. Did you look this up?
No, you haven't been to the Halloween store? Good God.
Leg Avenue. That's a thing.
Yes, that's the name of the brand of costumes.
Well, look. Well, would you look at that?
What?
There's a the first costume.
What was it? Slutty Alice in Wonderland.
It's a slutty pinup girl wearing a slutty army costume.
Right.
I'm back in again. you keep trying to pull me out, but I'm back in.
No, I'm just saying that it lacks all creativity.
I'm not so much into creativity.
I am. I'm way into creativity for Halloween.
Kirsty says, I made my Alice costume.
Oh.
And then she goes, but does Leg Avenue make the slutty Olaf costume? That's amazing.
I hope so.
Because somebody does. Olaf. Oops, I spelled it wrong. Olaf.
I heard slutty. I saw, like, slutty Ebola doctor.
Oh, my God. Slutty Ebola doctor? In a,
like Ebola nurse or something? I don't remember what it was.
Slutty Olaf.
It was like a slutty hazmat suit.
That doesn't seem like that's right. What the hell is this?
Slutty Olaf?
Slutty Olaf.
I gotta look it up.
You do.
Off to find some slutty Olaf.
Hopefully it's not your work computer.
No, I'm on my telephone.
My telephone. Slutty Olaf. Ooh, I was just about to put this on my personal page.
Don't do that. Halloween hits new low with slutty Frozen costumes.
Slutty Olaf.
Let's see.
I'm posting this onto the Another Ways Podcast page for all of you listeners at home.
Oh my dear God.
You'll have to click the whole thing in order to see the entire picture on the Another Ways
for
Podcast.
For real?
I like slutty pizza myself.
They're slutty tacos.
Oh. I haven't seen the slutty taco. I've seen the slutty pizza.
Okay, now I like the slutty Anna.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah, that's cute, right?
What the hell is this?
And slutty Elsa.
Here's some slutty French fries.
Slutty French fries?
I wish
slutty Bert and Ernie.
What?
Slutty Cookie Monster, slutty Big Bird.
Where are you at?
This is just some website that's showing all the slutty costumes.
Eek. Don't Google search slutty Halloween costumes.
Oh, bad, huh?
You'll see a lot of people.
I'm going to do it.
Some slutty Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So that's creative.
Are they just wearing thongs?
That's creative. They're wearing a green bras and green bikini bottoms with shells. And it looks like brown leg warmers and high heels.
I saw one where the girls were doing that, but their thong colors were the colors of
That's hilarious.
Oh, I see those girls. Yeah.
You think I can get Sarah to wear one of these?
What?
I don't know.
What, a slutty Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you lie.
Oh, I know you could get... You should propose this, Dave, to her.
Yeah, this is my birthday coming up.
And film, record it so we can hear it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, what? You want a video? To hear her response?
Yeah, to hear her say, oh, yeah, I'm totally into dressing up slutty for Halloween.
I just want to hear the slap on my face.
What?
There'll be no response but a slap. I'm back.
That's probably very true.
I'm back on legs.
Slutty crayons. Slutty avatar girl. Amazing.
Slutty Scooby-Doo.
Slutty Hitler.
Oh.
Oh my.
There's slutty Ernie Burt and Cookie Monster.
Slutty Mrs. Potato Head.
This is great radio. We need to move on.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Radio. I just saw slutty Mr. Potato Head.
Slutty Nemo.
There's a slutty foot. No, that's just a foot.
Just a foot. Anyway, sorry.
Worst.
I was just saying, girls, you don't have to dress slutty. Dress creative.
But if you want to dress slutty, I'm okay with that too. Worst Halloween.
Yeah. Did you ever have a bad Halloween? Like, I feel like whenever I was little, it rained all the damn time.
Oh, yeah, every Halloween it rained.
Right?
Every Halloween it rained. That was a given.
I mean, like, pouring down rain. Like, there were times I was in, like, a poncho. And that was a bummer.
I'm trying to find this Halloween costume that I saw, that I remember as a child. And it was basically a trash bag that you filled up with leaves or something, and you tie it off and you put it on your head. And it was a giant head. But you would put it on your head, and I remember that was something from the early 80s. I remember it distinctly, but I've never been able to find it, and I always forget about it. I don't think it was a trash bag, but it was like a bag. And you fit on top of your head. Maybe it was a balloon. I don't know.
I don't remember this at all.
Well, no, I was much younger than you. Do you remember going to the grocery store to buy your Halloween costume?
Yes.
And you have to get the right... You go through all those boxes?
Yep.
They had the plastic mask and the plastic costume?
Yes, I was an Ewok at one point.
I think I was C-3PO once.
Were you? Awesome. Yeah. And they had those cheap-ass plastic. My parents eventually just stopped buying those shitty costumes for us. And my mom started making them all. One year I went as the Karate Kid.
Oh, not as...
And she made me all the Karate Kid stuff.
Not as Johnny?
Oh, I should have been as Johnny.
Should have been Johnny.
Well...
You were blonde.
Yeah, but I liked the Karate Kid.
All right. I should have been the Karate Kid.
Yeah, you would have been a good Daniel-san.
I would have been a good Daniel-san.
But you would have had to have shaved your beard.
See, that's the thing. I'm getting ready for Halloween. We got a Halloween party. Nick's Halloween party is next week. Nick and Kristen.
You got invited?
Yeah, we got invited. Did you get invited?
No.
No. Sorry.
I didn't get invited to Christy's wedding either. The hell.
Anyways, so we got invited to this Halloween party, and Sarah's trying to figure out what we're going to dress as. I'm like, oh, crap. We got a week before Halloween. I got to come up with a costume.
So here's the thing. Is our children invited?
Yes.
Okay, so Millie's going.
So Millie's going.
So that means the three of you have to be something coordinating.
I don't know why.
Because it's funnier.
Because it's funnier.
And it should be, like, obscure. Like, you should be a, you know, like, Modern Family.
I don't even know.
You know what I mean? Like, something stupid like that.
All right. I was just going to dress like Hawkeye from the Avengers.
Then she should go as... Millie should be Iron Man. And Sarah should be Black Widow.
I'm back in.
You can thank me for that later.
All Dave. Right. But where? But see, Sarah's not going to be able to sew these costumes with 1 week to go.
Oh, yeah. And Iron Man, that would be tough. You got to use a lot of cardboard.
She's going to start forging iron.
Right.
I go in there.
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to go in there. She's banging with a mallet. King, king, king. Why did you suggest this? King, king.
You're an idiot. Well, Millie could be Slimer and you guys could be the Ghostbusters.
Ah, I wish we had jumpsuits. Where are we going to find jumpsuits at this hour?
Goodwill.
Sarah wanted to be suggested Wreck-It Ralph.
That would be good.
I do have overalls, but they're camouflage.
Oh, that's not going to cut it?
So they'd have to be bleached, and then they would have to be dyed.
Yeah, not worth it.
Chrissy says, rock, paper, scissors. Millie can be scissors.
That's a good idea.
Good idea. The thing with these overalls, hearkening back to an earlier conversation, that was my costume for the White Trash Halloween, or White Trash
you
party.
Should be Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
What? Why? No. I don't even know what Stills and Nash look like.
It doesn't matter. You look them up.
You look them up.
You do it. You could be Three Dog Night.
No?
No?
We can be
the Three Musketeers?
We'll be Hanson.
Hanson? That would be funny, Mbop. Actually.
I don't have
that's a good idea.
I don't have a long brown wig.
Oh, yeah.
I just have a black wig. And an orange wig. Oh, well. That's why I thought that Hawkeye would be a fantastically easy costume. I just need to get a something like some kind of shirt and cut the sleeves off.
Yeah.
And then
then you need a bow and arrow.
Millie has a bow and arrow. Well, she's got the bow. She took apart all of her arrows.
That's okay.
And then I could do that. Done. But I don't know if Sarah's going to find a leather outfit in time.
Well, she might have to be something else.
There you go. Maybe she can be the Hulk.
She should be Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima? What the hell?
That'd be hilarious.
Have you seen all the people dressed like the football player with his beaten girlfriend?
Yeah.
Good grief.
That's in poor taste.
What? No, Sarah could be She-Hulk. We'll just have to paint her green.
She-Hulk, that's a good idea.
And she wears like a purple dress or something like that.
And she can make a purple dress in no time.
In no time. Let me look that up. She-Hulk.
But then what's Millie?
Baby Hulk.
What's Millie going to be anyway?
Well, it's hard to say. Because she's got a half a dozen princess costumes now. But but Sarah would truly want her to be Giselle from Enchanted. Why?
Okay.
Ask me why.
Why?
Because she's got that huge flower girl dress. That white flower girl dress.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to use it one more time before she grows out of it.
Oh, right.
So she thinks that she could be a fantastic Giselle. But,
yep.
But that would make me have to be the prince or whatever his name is. But she would.
He just wore a suit.
He did not wear. No, that was what McDreamy just wore a suit. The prince from their cartoon world had a
oh, right.
big puffy jacket on. And Sarah doesn't think she'll be able to make a puffy jacket in a week.
And yeah, probably not.
I'll have to run
but
around.
What would Sarah be?
And I'd have to run around singing, I've been dreaming of a true love's kiss. Sarah would be the squirrel. The chipmunk.
The chipmunk?
Chipmunk.
Okay.
And or... See, I don't know.
Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon, the evil witch. And apparently She-Hulk wears a purple bikini or a purple and white one-piece bathing suit.
Ah, yes. I bet you can get Sarah to do that.
Here's one where she's wearing a purple dress, though, so it's torn up very short. None of these are... None of these options are looking good. Here's one with She-Hulk is naked eating an ice cream bar.
Oh.
It's odd.
What an odd choice for costume.
Well, it's not a costume. It's a drawing. You know, it says here, She-Hulk eats a popsicle.
Oh, that's sexy.
It is kind of sexy. It almost goes... I wonder if it's the same guy who did my Spider-Man picture. Or my Mary Jane picture. That is Mary Jane wearing Spider-Man's shirt.
Oh.
And it's pulled down over her under parts.
Yep.
Under parts?
Her vagine.
Yes. Chrissy also suggests that Millie should be Robert Downey Jr.'s Tony Stark with a goatee. just clothes and a goatee. Yeah, and a goatee.
That would be hilarious.
I can go as Peter Parker. No, see, I got this goatee. That throws everything off. What am I... I hate dressing up in costumes when I have this stupid goatee.
God, that would be... Seeing Millie as Tony Stark would be the funniest thing out there.
We'd have to get her a suit.
And she wouldn't do it, though. No, you didn't. You could put her in jeans and a t-shirt with a long-sleeve t-shirt underneath it and draw the arc reactor in the middle.
I want an arc reactor.
Right? I mean, that's all you got to do. It totally works.
Well, we'll pass all these ideas along.
If not, Dave, you go as Tony Stark.
I could be Tony Stark, not Iron Man. We have worst Halloween. We have best Halloween. Besides the Halloweens running around the neighborhood spraying people with, or my friends with shaving cream, I do remember the time when I was on the border of being cool. The prepuces, whatever it's called. One of my good friend, Jason, he was cool. All right, we were in Cub Scouts together, and our moms were friends, and that's how I got.
I'm going to go out on a limb and just say that anything you say about him being cool is now going to be incorrect because you just said you were in the Cub Scouts.
Well, this was 5th and 6th grade, whatever. I mean,
I thought we were talking like 7th and 8th.
We weren't cool yet. I mean, we weren't at the point where we were going to have to choose being cool or not cool.
Okay.
So we were still kind of mixed, all right? But he was, even in the grade school, he was cool. All the cool friends, he was athletic and whatnot. And because our parents were, or our moms were friends, we became friends, we hung out, we did a lot of stuff together. We had a lot of good times. So because of that, I got invited to this guy, Doug. I was about to say his last name, but I won't need to because he's on Facebook. He may listen. To Doug's Halloween party.
Okay.
And he had a Halloween party every year, and all the cool kids were invited to this Halloween party.
Right.
I was invited to Doug's Halloween party that year. And that was the last time I was cool.
And what did you wear?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I may have been dressed like a visitor from V. Yes, probably.
My 8th grade year, we all went out for Halloween. Like, all of us, the 8th grade class went out. And we ended up going back to someone's house. You know, this girl in class, her house, and she had kind of like a party. And we all played Spin the Bottle.
I didn't have that experience.
And I kissed on some ladies.
Because you were cool.
I went to a private school. So, like, our 8th grade class had, like, 18 people in it.
So you knew everybody.
So I knew everybody. Well, so we were all kind of cool in our own way. You know what I mean? It wasn't like...
And I'm sure even then you were the life of the party.
Possibly.
Probably.
I mean, we played Spin the Bottle. That was fun.
I've never played Spin the Bottle.
Ever?
Ever.
I've never been to a Next time we're all together at some type of party, we're playing Spin the Bottle. Can't believe you've gone your whole life without playing Spin the Bottle.
You'll have to pass that by Sarah? And
it's not 7 minutes in
and
heaven.
It'll have to be more than me, you, and Sarah in the room.
No.
Okay.
Just us.
Okay. Wait, what? Oh, wait.
Yeah. What a terrible game.
Wait.
Sarah would just be kissing either one of us the whole night long.
I'm not enjoying this game anymore.
You should play it at Christy's wedding.
Christy just wrote wedding game.
Ah! Nice.
Well, it's going to be a raucous, fun night. It goes from, I forgot
what... Christy, make them do it on your... play Spin the Bottle.
Wherever their reception's going to be, question mark, it is going until... I think it goes until question mark.
My guess is Best Western.
Best Western?
Yep. She's been, like, building it up, and she's just going to totally screw you all over, and it's going to be at the Best Western.
That's going to be the Best Western. Even the Best
and
Western.
And it's going to be hilarious.
The Motel 6?
Motel 6! Their banquet center. Which is more like just a room... that holds like 35 people.
But Orlando, everything's got a banquet center, so maybe it's bigger than that.
Oh, that's true.
Or just Cece's Pizza.
There.
I do love a good macaroni and cheese pizza.
I haven't had that.
There's no such thing as a good macaroni and cheese pizza.
Oh, there isn't?
I don't think so. I tried it. It's okay. It gets soggy.
Oh.
Soggy mac and cheese.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense. I mean, it's dough with... macaroni and cheese on the top of it.
But shortly after that Halloween party, I believe we all went into junior high, and that's when we walked into the school, and we're like, you are cool, go over there. You are not cool, you go over there.
Right. Disperse. Oh.
And I remember saying hi to one of the cool kids, because we went to Hebrew school together. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And he just ignored me. And I went, oh, that's the way it's going to be.
And then when you saw him at Hebrew school again, did he talk to you, or were you just like, fuck that dude?
I don't think he talked to me. Because he got shoveled into the athletic group with all the athletic kids, and I got pushed over with the band geeks.
Right, and there you go.
And we were labeled, man. Labeled. I could have been cool. Maybe.
Dave, I think you're cool now.
Aw, shucks.
And I bet you if you met some of those guys now, they would not be so cool.
I've seen a lot of them on Facebook. They still seem kind of cool.
Oh.
Well, at least they've got better jobs than I do.
Oh.
But not more attractive wives.
See? And what does it all boil down to?
Than an attractive wife.
It's the attractiveness of your spouse.
And I can go to the...
When you go to the reunion, you can be like, oh, that's your wife.
Hmm.
Hey, look, here's my wife, Sarah.
Have you met my wife,
Just
Sarah?
Just saying.
And like, we are leaving.
To have sexual relations.
We just walk in, and then we walk out. That's it. But I have not gone to my 10th nor my 20th reunion.
What?
I passed them both by.
Hmm.
Though I was in Chicago for my 10th reunion, I did not go.
I don't blame you.
They wanted $100-something, and I'm like, it was going to be a super fancy affair. I'm like, I don't want to go to a super fancy affair.
I had to plan mine because I was the class president.
Oh, wow.
So I planned it, and then after that, I'm like, I'm never planning another one again. So if anybody else wants to do it, figure it out, because my ass ain't doing it.
I thought you planned it and then didn't go.
No, I planned it, and like, you have to rent a space and arrange the meal and all this kind of bullshit, and you know, you have to tell them a number, and like, you can't get full commitments from people, and it's just miserable.
Well, what happened with ours, apparently, is they got the money, and they gave it to the company to set it all up, and then the company folded and took the money with them.
Oh, nice.
So they had to create a new party, which was basically they wanted everyone to bring $100 and meet at this fancy schmancy bar in Chicago. Or, well, it wasn't Chicago, it was in Evanston.
After they had already paid money?
I had no idea. I think so, yeah.
So, like, they would ask you to pay $100 and then say, oh, sorry, we got robbed. Come again?
Yeah.
$100?
I don't know exactly how that happened. I wasn't, I didn't pay any money either time, so. But I guess whatever money they had prepared, put down, was taken, so. They had to start from scratch. So it was a year and a half late.
Oh, okay.
It's like 11.5 year reunion. I did not... Like I said, I was there. I did not go. And my 20th, I didn't go at all. I didn't... everyone that I want to talk to, I talk to on Facebook.
Right? That's kind of how I feel, too. Anybody that I give a shit about... I still talk to.
Yeah. Anyone I don't want to talk about, I don't talk about.
Right.
You know who you are.
Yep.
Cool kids. Check out my wife. Let me look at this list here. I think that's it.
I think it is.
Good job.
See, look at all the Halloween stuff we talked about.
We did.
And we didn't talk about movies, because we talked about that last Halloween.
Did we? Oh, I've got a whole list of movies here.
Oh.
I mean, I've got... Let's see where... I got to go through this list. I've got best horror movies, 19 best horror movies for kids, and the 10...
Okay, go.
And 10 ridiculously fun horror movies. Which one do you want? Which one do you want?
Film, the kids...
The 19 best horror movies for kids. Before we start that, though, I did some research on this movie that I saw a million years ago called Bloodsuckers from Outer Space.
Uh-huh.
And I found an article with an interview with the director and writer. And it's, I guess he put out a 30th anniversary DVD. This movie is terrible, and even the process to go put it on DVD was terrible for him. It was very funny. But check out, if you ever have the opportunity, check out Bloodsuckers from Outer Space. It's a movie that Adam and I could have made. And it would have been a little bit better. Not much better, but a little bit.
But a little better.
All right, 19 best Halloween movies for kids. We got Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
I still have not seen the entire movie. Coraline?
Oh, okay.
Pooh's Huffalump Halloween Movie.
I thought you had said that these were horror films for kids.
It says Halloween movies for kids.
Oh, okay.
The original Legend of Sleepy Hollow with Ichabod Crane?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown?
Yep.
Hocus Pocus? Corpse Bride? Mm-hmm. Beetlejuice? Casper? Halloween Town?
Okay.
The Worst Witch? I think it gives you ages as well.
Yeah, this list is lame.
So, but for all these, it's, let's see, 7 and up, 9 and up, 3 and up for Pooh. Charlie Brown, it's 4 and up, even though Millie watched it when she was 2. Corpse Bride, 10 and up. Gremlins, 9 and up.
Gremlins.
That movie's terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know why they would make that on any list. But, let's see. All right, we'll go real quick to the 10 ridiculously fun horror movies.
There we go.
All right. 10 ridiculously fun horror movies. Young Frankenstein.
Nice.
Ridiculously fun.
Love that movie.
Oops, hold on. I jumped on the wrong thing here. Little Shop of Horrors.
Uh-huh.
Not the version we saw on the cruise ship.
Well, thank God.
Which we didn't talk about.
That was scary.
For those who remembered our show from last week, we talked about the cruise. What we didn't talk about was the show that we saw, which
was the worst piece of shit I've ever seen,
and it was bad. And I wanted to give it the benefit of the doubt, and I wanted to keep going, but it just kept getting worse.
I wanted to leave almost immediately,
and we didn't.
Like immediately, as soon as I started singing. It was so bad, Molly was like, Dad, this is terrible.
And I it was just reinforced how much I hate musical theater.
Now, let's be fair, Dave. Some musical theater is really good. Mm. This was bad.
It was bad. Number 8, Shaun of the Dead.
Love it.
Love hilarious.
Yeah.
Didn't know what I was getting myself into when I saw the movie. It was a good time. Gremlins. Number 8. Don't feed them after midnight.
That's right.
Don't get them wet. They multiply. Beetlejuice. Even though Michael Keaton is only in the movie for 19 minutes.
That's so crazy to me.
It's not quantity, it's quality. Number 5, Zombieland.
Yep, that's a good one.
Very fun adventure through lands of zombies. Number 4, Ghostbusters. Would you believe I don't own Ghostbusters yet?
I would not believe that. I really wouldn't.
But
that's shocking.
I saw at Target today they had Ghostbusters 1 and 2 for $7.50. I should have bought
it. Yep. Yeah, you should have.
Number 3, Fright Night.
Oh, okay.
I never saw it. But yeah. From the pictures, it looks terrifying. Hilarious. All right. Number 2.
I watched the Carrie reboot.
Oh, how was that?
That's pretty good.
Really?
And then I watched the Texas Chainsaw.
The reboot?
The 3D one that came out a couple years ago.
3D!
It's on Netflix now. It's bad.
Army of Darkness.
But I watched it.
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness. Oh, gosh.
Love that movie. Not as
so
good as...
stupid.
Not as good as the first movie, though. Which we could have made, but not as good.
Yes.
So, now, Bloodsuckers from Outer Space, a movie we could have made, it would have been a little bit better.
Yep.
Army of Dark or Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Movie we could have made, it wouldn't have been as good.
No.
And for some reason, number 1 Halloween movie, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Really?
No.
Science fiction.
I've never seen the whole movie.
I was supposed to be in that.
What?
Yeah, but not the movie.
Well,
the show. Well, like the stage production, but it's it fell through. I was going to play Eddie and the doctor. What's his name?
You're going to play Meatloaf?
Like the psychiatrist guy in the wheelchair.
I haven't seen the whole movie. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
I just figured you're going to be Meatloaf.
Yeah, that was Eddie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Nice. That's not typecasting at all.
Right?
Make the heavier set guy.
Make me play Meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Just like they did to me in camp when they made me sing the part of the overweight camp counselor. They wanted to put a pillow on my shirt to make me fatter than I was. I'm like, no.
Were you fat?
I was chubby kid.
No.
Yes.
No, you weren't.
I wore husky pants.
I doubt that you were chubby, Dave.
I was chubby.
Bullshit.
I was chubby.
Calling bullshit.
I was chubby. I was chubby little kid. I would find it. I would find pictures, but my parents have them. And I don't have any of those.
Right.
I've burned them all to not have to be reminded of my chubby youth. That's who I see in the mirror. I see the chubby kid.
I didn't get chubby till after high school.
Once your super cool popular days were over.
Once I stopped playing football and all that, and yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I guess I was always like a bigger guy, but never like chubby. Like I wasn't overweight.
Yeah, Adam.
Now I'm just straight overweight.
Yeah, Adam here, Johnny Football.
That's right. Yeah, that's me, Johnny Football.
Johnny Football. My mom would not let me play football.
Why?
I don't know. She thought maybe I would get hurt because I was a very small, husky child.
Oh. Oh, David.
I wanted to try out for the Skokie Raiders. That was our youth peewee football team.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, all right, she was going to take me. And then she just kept stalling.
Yeah.
Rehearsal. Practice started like at 4. I needed to be there. I was like, oh, we'll leave in a minute. It literally was across the street. If I had wanted to go bad enough, I would have just crossed the street myself.
But you didn't.
But I waited because she had to drop me off and sign off and stuff. And then she waited just long enough that everything had already started and that I couldn't. I physically now could not get out of the car.
Yep.
Because I was like, oh, everything was started. I don't want to be that guy who's now interrupting everything. So I never played Pee Wee football to this day. I could have been a Johnny football star.
Yeah, you could have. You could have been the quarterback.
I could have been a quarterback at 5'6".
Yeah.
I've got no.
Is that how tall you are?
I'm 5'7".
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you thought I was taller?
Yeah.
Thank you. I carry myself taller.
Yeah.
It's not true. I have no idea what that means. I'm taller.
I don't know either. But you don't seem a 5'7". How tall is your brother?
He's like 5'8 or 5'9, I guess. He's taller than me.
But, okay, so he's not as tall as me?
I don't know. How tall are you? 6'2"?
I'm 5'11".
5'11"?
Or 6 foot to 5, you know, somewhere in there.
Freaking giant. I'm shorter than everybody.
My brother's 6'5".
My two best friends, Dan and Mike, were over 6 feet tall.
Jesus.
I had to walk in between them.
Yep.
That's why I walk very fast to this day.
Because you had to, right?
I take very, very long strides.
Yep.
In order to keep up with them. It was a workout walking through the mall with those idiots. I love them both.
Mm-hmm.
Skokie Slaughter.
Love you.
Love you, idiots. But, yeah, all we did today was talk about nonsense in the beginning of the show and Halloween afterwards. I hadn't played any of the music. Didn't talk at all about how the Avengers trailer leaked a week early. Have you watched it?
Oh, yeah. I did. I loved it.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill that music with the Hulkbuster costume and for Iron Man. And it looks very dark. Because Ultron is a very dark, very grim character in a future. So, and apparently they've announced that at the end of this movie, there'll be the Avengers team will look differently.
Oh.
So, something is going to happen at the end of this show, or this movie, that will tear up the Avengers team.
One of them's going to die.
Well, I don't know about that.
It'll be where, like we were talking earlier, how... they'll split up because Captain America doesn't want them to be registered.
Be part of the Civil War, which is going to be the next Captain America movie. But something's going to happen at the end of Age of Ultron. Well, it will be whatever happens at the end when they'll be like, "Hey, we won," and they're going to turn Tony Stark and be like, "You son of a bitch!
Yep.
This was all your fault." And that will send things in a spiraling direction. I wish they would go with the new Avengers, which would have a whole new group of superheroes. Spider-Man was part of that, but they can't have Spider-Man because of stupid Sony.
Sucks.
Stupid Sony. But you never know. Well, I think we've talked long enough.
I think so. Well done.
Well done. We carried on a conversation. We had a listener contributing. We had two people in the room, which is what we had last week, so that's good. We like people who listen live because we feel like, at least I don't know about you, Adam, I feel like I'm talking to someone besides you.
Yeah, me too. So, I like that.
I would like that you would tell more people to listen live, people. If you enjoyed any of what we were chit-chatting about, because we chit-chat a lot. Next week will be after Halloween, so we can talk about what happened on Halloween, if we did anything fun and exciting, as well as less than a week before my birthday.
That's right.
And I will be turning a very large number. Chrissy says she's going to see us next week. She may actually physically see us next week. I'll be turning 40, Adam. I have not decided if I'm going to get an actual tattoo or not. Since you're not going to be here to pay for it, I'm not really going to...
Well, right, if you just wait.
Oh, I have to wait?
Yeah.
All right, I'll wait. I was going to have FastPass printed tattooed on my arm.
That's a good idea.
The FastPass logo. Like,
that's a good idea.
I'd be like, oh. Or the Sorcerer's Hat at Hollywood Studios.
Which is going away.
Yes. Yes, it is. But let's end this. Adam, do you have anything? We didn't have any. We mentioned Geek News. That was about it. Do you have anything coming up in the upcoming week?
Not this week, nope. But no? Super Mario the Ballet is coming up.
Super Mario the Ballet.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I would like to know more about this someday.
Yes, I'm making the Goomba costumes as we speak.
That's hilarious.
Well, later tonight I will be making them.
So, Sarah was talking about us going as Mario characters for some reason.
Oh, you should.
No, it was Aaron.
Be Bowser. That's really tough to do.
No, it was Aaron and Better Adam. My Mario. Wanted to go as Super Mario and me as Luigi.
That would be awesome.
And Millie would be the princess.
Yep.
And then Aaron and Sarah would be mushrooms.
That's the Goombas, yep.
They'd be mushrooms and or turtles.
Yep. The Koopas.
Koopas. And what was the main bad guy's name?
Bowser.
Bowser.
Yeah, that's who I am.
That's right. Millie has crashed out on that couch. I'm going to join her in a minute.
All right.
So, Adam, you got nothing to promote. I have nothing to promote for the upcoming week, except for I'm trying to delete more things out of my computer. And if anyone has a hard drive they want to send me that's empty that I can just start dumping stuff into, I still don't trust that either, so... I have zip disks somewhere, which I have no cord to plug into my computer, so I don't even know what's on them anymore.
Right, what is that even?
Frickin' technology.
Oh, yeah, zip drives, yep.
Those zip drives, yep. But I've got 5 or 6 disks filled with information, which I can't get to. I don't even know what information's on them anymore.
Yeah, but that's sad.
Every once in a while, I'll go online and I'll order a cord, and it'll come and it'll be the wrong damn size.
Wah, wah.
Every freaking time. But Sarah, check out sarahprettyfun.etsy.com. That's no H, S-A-R-A, sarahprettyfun.etsy.com. She's making more stuff, getting ready for the holiday season. She made a fantastic Elsa dress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christy's got a zip drive and cords. Do you have cords that will fit into like a USB plug? Because I no longer have a computer that supports the cords that it comes with. Anyways, so yes, check out sarahprettyfun.etsy.com. Check out AWOA podcast .wordpress.com, and you can see all of our shows streamed live on there. It's not streamed live, but streamed on there. You can check out our Facebook. You can check out our... You send us an email because we like to read emails. I'm going to read an email right now. It says, No te lo periodis es incredible, from Alan.
Yay!
Don't know what that is. He sent it a few times. So, and other people are following us. So James Radcliffe, he liked our posts, and Stephen Farquharson is following our blog. We get that a lot. So I don't know what that's all about. But so Adam, with that said, let's all do this again sometime, shall we?
Sounds good.
See you. Is that all I say? Listen. On behalf of the rest of the team,
there you go.
Sarah, who's not here, Aaron, who said she's going to be here next week, Ryan, who's still working a real job, Sarah, my friend, may come by in a few weeks, my other friend, I won't say his name because I don't know if he wants me to say his name, he may come on next week, and Adam, on behalf of all of those knuckleheads, we have a great show, thank you for listening, thank you for downloading, let's all just do this again sometime, shall we? See you.